Central Ohio students joined others around the country and walked out of school yesterday. The students want lawmakers to take action on gun control and school safety. But the protests weren't just spontaneous events. There were weeks in the making. Last Saturday, Gayatri Mudiganda, Mina Johnny, and Noah Spalding Schechter sat down at Johnny's home to talk through why they decided to lead a walkout.
At Thomas Worthington, last week, we practiced a barricade drill, which is something new.
This is Mudiganda. She's a junior.
We moved desks and bookshelves and all of our seats in front of the door, and then we saw that our doors opened outwards.
Johnny and Spalding Schechter are juniors too, but they go to Kilbourne High School. All three helped organize walkouts at their schools as part of a national initiative backed by the Women's March. Here's Spalding Schechter.
I think that we all have at least one goal, and that's just we want to make things safer. And we all have the same general idea on how to do that, and that's just to limit guns.
That's much less pointed than national organizers' demands, including universal background checks, an assault weapon and high-capacity magazine ban, a gun violence restraining order, and fewer military-style weapons in the hands of police. Spalding Schechter explained they don't want to shut out people they might disagree with on other issues when there might be room for common ground on guns. And Johnny admitted that might mean progress is slow.
You know, unfortunately, that's how change often happens, is in small steps. And I think, like, if you actually only do people with, like, include people with, like, a very specific set of opinions, it's only going to be a small number, and then even the most minuscule of changes is not going to happen.
Can I get your other pencil?
Tuesday, after classes finished at Olentangy Orange High School, just north of Columbus, two dozen students took over a couple of cafeteria tables, spreading out cardboard and squeezing big blobs of paint onto paper plates. They were making signs for their walkout. Zeta Jenkins and Jackson Shufflebine took the lead organizing role. And Jenkins said activism is a bit of a departure from her political posture in the past.
It was strictly personal. I didn't like to share my beliefs. I couldn't even imagine me doing something like this now, but after the stories were breaking, we were seeing all the videos on Twitter, I just remember texting my mom being like, this is it. Like, I can't stand idly by anymore. This is the end. Like, I got to do something.
And they're already planning for what happens after the walkout. Like many organizers, they're planning a voter registration drive. But Shufflebine explained they've got another idea, too.
We're going to try to collaborate with our district-wide Model United Nations program to do sort of a speaking workshop with that, because through that program, we work on one of our main components is diplomatic literacy. So just making sure that you can be formal and express yourself clearly while also being respectful.
Wednesday morning was cold and snowy on Columbus's south side. But that didn't stop almost 100 South High School students from walking out of their classes and onto the football field. After reciting the names of those who died 1 month ago at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, the organizers led their fellow students once around the track, chanting slogans as they went.
Enough is enough! Enough is enough! Enough!
Back inside, organizers Serena DeWay and Katie Sompantapansuk, both juniors, said they're optimistic, and they believe lawmakers are listening. DeWay speaks first.
Yes, I do. Because as many schools across the nation, our district even made it a official day, so Safer Together Day. So, yeah.
In the amount of voices combined, It will bring a huge change into Everything that's happening. Yeah.
Students at nearly two dozen schools in the Columbus area participated in the walkouts. Two more widespread demonstrations are planned on March 24th and April 20th. Nick Evans, WOSU News.